Ocasio-Cortez, collaboration with Sanders substantively improved Biden's positions on climate. By Penny Starr on July 9, 2020. Democrat presidential nominee and former Vice President Joe Biden, along with Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, on Wednesday released recommendations for the party platform crafted by task forces set up by the former rivals, including far-left proposals intended to solve global warming. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and former Secretary of State John Kerry head up the Climate Change Task Force. And while it falls short of calling for an embrace of the Green New Deal, it does include a faster timetable for achieving net zero carbon emissions than Biden has thus far endorsed. I do believe that the Climate Task Force effort meaningfully and substantively improved Biden's positions, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted. Of course, like in any collaborative effort, there are areas of negotiation and compromise. But I do believe that the Climate Task Force effort meaningfully and substantively improved Biden's positions, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted. I encourage you to engage the document critically and offer feedback or cues. Breitbart News reported how the far-left wing of the Democrat Party is driving Biden to be even more progressive on issues, including climate change. The Democrat Unity document, for example, calls for rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement on day one. Even many on the left agree that the Paris Climate Agreement does little to slow climate change, Joel Polak, senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News, wrote. It is a symbolic commitment by the rest of the world to reduce emissions, while most of the burden falls on the United States. Our economy has reduced emissions anyway on its own, thanks to the shift to natural gas and the advent of fracking technology, which the left hates and wants to phase out over time. But Biden and Sanders praised the transformative move than the left. I commend the task forces for their service in helping build a bold, transformative platform for our party and for our country, Biden said in a statement. And I am deeply grateful to Senator Sanders for working together to unite our party and deliver real, lasting change for generations to come. Sanders, in a separate statement, said that the end result is not what I or my supporters would have written alone, but added that the task forces have created a good policy blueprint that will move this country in a much-needed progressive direction and substantially improve the lives of working families throughout our country. The Republican National Committee, RNC, reacted to the announcement by noting how much influence failed candidate Sanders is having on Biden's presidential run. The fact Joe Biden has embraced Bernie Sanders' radical agenda verbatim is proof that while Bernie may not be the one leading the Democrat Party, Biden is more than happy to be his champion in its lurch to the left, RNC Rapid Response Director for the Trump 2020 campaign Steve Guest said. The recommendations will be submitted to the Democratic National Convention's, DNC's, Platform Committee for consideration. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.